This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Good. Listen, I was going to call and rip on Soto, but after being scolded by Positive Tommy, I think I'm going to approach this different and offer a solution for him.
If you guys hold on, before you continue, did he scold you after you called in? Like, did you call in and he scold you, or was it through the radio? Like, how did the scolding occur?
No, it definitely was through the radio and I asked for it, but nonetheless, I got scolded.
All right. Well, listen, Tommy, you're changing lives because the scolding clearly changed Alex. Go ahead. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. And, Icky, this may bother you, but you got to listen.
All right, I will.
A ginger legend. I think it's time for you to grow your nose hairs and ear hairs and maybe not take a shower until Soto starts getting hot. That's the solution.
Wow.
No, Alex. No.
You know what? I'm over. I got to tell you, Pete is a homegrown Met. I've been through a lot with Pete. I'm over bailing people out.
He already got paid a little bit, too. So.
He did, and I'm not doing anything for Pete this year, and for the most part, he's been okay. Juan Soto's done nothing for us. How about he do something for me before I do something for him? Part of why I grew the hair out for Pete is he did a lot for us as Met fans, and I wanted to show loyalty to my belief he needed a contract extension. Juan Soto, other than signing the contract and getting the $785 million, what the hell's he done for me?
There was ownership. There was fandom that was well-established and solidified because Pete Alonso started out his career fantastic, had clutch moments throughout, and you're just waiting for him to earn his due. Juan Soto hasn't done any of that yet. So he's not getting any hair growth or ear growth.
No.
Definitely not beard or anything like that. So, sorry, Juan. Figure it out yourself.
You know what I'll do with
Evan's
for Juan?
Evan's not helping you.
No. The only thing I'll do is I'll go to Met games and cheer you like a sheep. That's the only thing I'll do. Mm-hmm. All right? But I'll tell you this, Juan. Have five amazing years. Have five incredible years. And when you and Scott are thinking about using your opt-out and the Mets are debating, should we override the opt-out by paying him more money, let you be so good that I come on the radio and I scream, you gotta give him the money to keep him, and I'm gonna grow my hair out till you do it. But until then, no. You do stuff for us as Met fans, like produce at a high level. Todd is calling from Meriden, Connecticut. Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, Evan, how you doing?
What's up, man? We're good. What's up?
Hey, Tiki, big fan.
Thank you.
This whole year, like the Met, this is more of a Met thing than just Soto, but we really, outside of Pete and Lindor, haven't hit all year long, you know. And we could be a 500 team without this pitching staff. Any chance Mendoza changes that lineup?
You're talking about the top three in the lineup? Because the other part of the lineup he has made changes to. Right. Like, for example, in tonight's game, he flip-flopped McNeil and Beatty. We've seen 4-5 change a lot. Are you talking about specifically the top three guys in the order that's remained the same all year?
Yeah, like, because I don't really like Nimmo in the cleanup spot. I mean, maybe Soto 3, Pete go back to 4 since he's his, you know, since he's not on fire anymore.
Here's what maybe, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you this.
Yeah, how would you do this, Evan? If you had, I know you probably are pro Lindor, Soto, Alonso, but let's just say you had to change it. How would you ideally set up the Mets lineup?
Well, there are a couple of rules. Let's follow the rules. Rule number one is Lindor, Soto, Alonso. You could change the order, which I'll be more than happy to discuss. Mm-hmm. They're batting in the first inning. They are your top three hitters. If you change that, you're making a huge mistake. There is nobody in this lineup that deserves to break into the top three in this lineup. Not Nimmo, not Vientos, not Acuna when he plays, not Beatty, not Alvarez, no one. Mm. So to have this discussion and be fair, we have to understand that Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, in whatever order you want, and we can change that, I'll give you an idea in a second, need to hit 1, 2, 3. Because there's no one else that deserves that. Nobody. Yeah. It's not even close. So what I would consider doing, and this is going to sound extreme, Tiki, but I do say things sometimes that at first sound extreme, and then you realize how brilliant it is, a la the Giants should sign Aaron Rodgers. January 6th, 2025, WFA and Evan and Tiki. Said it on the air, got ridiculed by some of my coworkers, and then what happens a month later? Everybody's screaming Aaron Rodgers to the Giants.
Yeah.
So I'm prefacing that.
And then the Giants don't do that and sign.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Russell Wilson.
That's right. I would consider leading off Juan Soto. And I would bat Alonso 2 and Lindor 3. I would do that for two reasons. Number one, right now, I need Juan Soto to just get on base. Relax, bro. Yeah, you're making a lot of money. You're my leadoff hitter. And oh, by the way, you're stealing bases. You've already stolen 6. Let's go. Get on base. I don't care how you get on base. I don't care if it's a double, a home run, a single, a walk, a hit batsman. Get on base. I think sometimes leading off can, in a weird way, take the pressure off. Number two, I got Pete Alonso batting second. I'm going to give him something he's never had in his career, including this year, protection. No one's protected this guy.
Right.
I'm giving him Lindor, and then, yes, I've got Lindor 3. Now, the negative is, hey, but Evan, look at Lindor's numbers since they moved him to the leadoff hole. I think that's disrespectful to Lindor to think that the only reason he got hot and was an MVP candidate was because they moved him to the leadoff hitter. He's a tremendous player. He could bat him anywhere and he'll hit.
But it was coincidental.
Okay, well, what about now?
A lot of stuff happened, obviously, last year at that particular juncture in the season for the Mets. But right now, I mean, he's still pretty damn good leading off.
I agree. He's also won for his last 23.
Right. He's been bad the last couple of games, but it's still, I can see what you're saying. He's going to be a good hitter regardless of where you put him, but it just feels so comforting to have him in the leadoff spot.
Okay, so if you want to keep him in the leadoff spot, you want to flip-flop Soto and Alonso like I may have suggested at the beginning of the season?
Well, then Soto doesn't necessarily protect Alonso, at least not how he's playing right now.
I think he still would, though, because I still think he's Juan Soto. Mm. I think Pete would get more pitches to hitting in front of Soto than he does now, where he's got other Mark Vientos or Brandon Nimmo protecting him. What a swerve it would be after Mendy spiked the football on my face multiple times that he actually has to give in and bat Pete Alonso second. That would be the ultimate.
Right, because that was the question that Mendy responded to you when we asked him before the season. He said, no.
No, he said no. And look, no. Things change. Yeah, but to the caller's point, because it's a great question that a lot of Met fans are talking about, do you want to change the lineup? Like, the Yankee lineup is so funny to me. In fact, it just came out. They're taking on Patrick Corbin. Did you see the weird stat about Patrick Corbin?
No.
When Donald Trump is president, Patrick Corbin is a really good, competent pitcher. As soon as Trump is not president, he sucks.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I don't know Corbin's political affiliation. I'm just giving you numbers.
What does that have to do with anything?
Do you want me to give you the actual numbers?
Yes.
Well, I got to pull it up because I texted it to a friend of mine the other day and it cracked me up.
Your team is very good.
No, I know, Mr. President. I'm sure he's thrilled to hear this. Like, you're damn right. This guy dominates when I'm president.
I know what the hell I'm doing.
I got you. I got to find the numbers, but it's like so stupid because Corbin last year was being run out of baseball because of how terrible he was.
Yeah.
And then this year, it's like, why would anyone sign him? Well, guess what? Look who's president. That's why you sign him. For some reason, Patrick Corbin's like really, really good when Donald Trump is president. I can't explain it.
Juan Soto.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Well, also, it's his age.
No. Watch this. Okay. Tiki, let me just show you. Barack Obama's president, 4.14 ERA. Okay. Trump takes over, 3.59.
I love the Yankees.
Biden takes over, 5.71. Trump's back, 2.95. What the hell?
There was this big dump.
How do you make sense of that? So, like, Obama, 4 ERA, not the worst, but not good. Trump comes in, it drops by a half a run. Now Biden comes in, he's unpitchable. He's got a 6 ERA. Trump comes back, it's 2.95. He's throwing the best baseball of his career.
Seriously overweight.
Tommy saw this as an opportunity, and you took advantage of it.
They all fit somehow. Don't they?
Isn't that crazy? I bring this up because Corbin's facing the Yankees tonight. But I got bad news for Yankee fans. Who's the president?
Mm.
Yeah, you're screwed. What can I tell you? Numbers don't lie. 6 scoreless tonight. Sorry, Sean.
No, it's all right. We'll score in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. No big deal.
There you go. Just hit that bullpen up. I brought up the Yankees only because their lineup changes on a nightly basis. There's a different leadoff hitter. Judge goes between 2 and 3. Mm. The Mets lineup has remained uniform this entire year when those guys have played, where it's Lindor, Soto, and Alonso. So with the offense struggling, if you want to try something, that's what you try.
Right.
I think everything else is like window dressing because no one really is hitting. And like there is no obvious answer on who should hit cleanup. Like what's the answer? Brandon Nimmo, who's left a country on base this season?
There isn't really anybody that gives you... Oh, Vientos would be that, but... Do you trust him fully yet?
And no.
That's still the question that's out on Vientos. It's kind of unfair because if he's that guy, just let him grow into that role. But you got to change it frequently if you're Mindy, obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.